about the wrecking ball, you know, the wreck, yeah. And she said that we believe that this is the visions that we had for all of you who come yesterday and this morning. And she said, I believe that whatever things that block us, that wrecking ball, the Holy Spirit, the power of Holy Spirit today will break through, go through everything. And then we will have complete freedom, understandings about prayer, about the love of the Father. And then we will have another dimensions or experience in our prayer after this. So I says, yeah, I declare that and I claim that and I pray that it will happen today in Jesus' name. Okay, so we will just go. Okay, forgiveness. Today we start with forgiveness. Why? Because this is one of the reasons that we could not have an answer prayer, or even we could not sit down like more than 1 minute, 2 minutes, or 3 minutes in the presence of God to pray because of the unforgiving heart. So before we go further into our prayer, we have to learn about forgiveness. I know forgiveness, we can hear, like we hear this word every day. We have to forgive, we have to forgive. My one of my good friends in Sydney, she's a leader, she's one of the pastors. And she told me while we are driving up to a conference, and she said, "Baby, do you know that when I broke up with my boyfriend, and these friends of mine, she's a Christian, call me and says, you have to forgive him. You have to forgive. It's just 3 days after that. And says that, well, you know about forgiveness. You have to forgive him. I mean, the word forgiveness, we can hear it every day. It sounds like easy, but the reality, it's so difficult. It's very, it's related to our heart. And we can't deny that it's hard. People, especially Christians, find it hard to believe why this person do this to me. How could I do this? I've been so kind to this person and he do this to me. It is hard. So like my friend, he's a leader. But when he broke up with his boyfriend cheated on her. And then some Christians people just call it, well, you have to forgive him, just like that. You know what happened to her after that? She just closed all door from everyone to speak into her life because of this insensitivity. Forgiveness, it sounds easy. It's like every day, but it's very, very hard. And today we will learn that. So by end of the sessions, I pray that all of us will make a decision to forgive. Yeah. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness, yeah. What is forgiveness? Being aware of what someone has done and still forgive them. So forgiveness is not denial. It's not says that, well, she did to me, but it's okay, it's okay. I'm all right, I don't feel, even though I feel, whoa, like inside our heart is a burning fire. But because we are Christians, we thought we know Bibles, we shouldn't say that we're angry and we hate them, we have bitterness. Being aware of what someone has done and still forgive them. Second one, choosing to keep no records of wrong. Let's read 1 Corinthians 13:5. Yeah, it keeps no record of wrong. Do you know that the original word of forgiveness mean from Hebrew word means let go. That means you're not gonna keep it that record, that I will remember for the rest of my life what she or he did it to me. No way. I'm gonna write it down and keep it in my heart, seal it in my heart. I'm gonna remember that. Forgiveness means let go. Let it go. Like the song, let it go. Let it go. Remember that. Every time when you hear that song, it means forgive. Let it go, okay? No, don't write it down. Don't keep no records of what bad things that people done in our life. Number three, choosing mercy, not just judgment. Yeah? We are not the judge. Jesus is the judge. We give mercy. The story of the let's read this story. Matthew 18. This is very powerful story, and this is very common happening in our life. We so like we begging, we pray, God forgive our sins, forgive our wrongdoing, forgive us. But when somebody else, when someone else do bad things to us, it's so hard for us to forgive them. Even worse, we provoke others to hate them. Even with Bible says he even put these persons into prison. But every day we God ask for forgiveness, Lord forgive us. But we forget. This is verse 35. That's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. Okay, let's read Matthew 5:7. Yeah. Blessed are the merciful, for they will show mercy. Yeah, God, our God, Savior, Lord Jesus, has two attributes, the Almighty God. He's merciful and He's just. These two characters that we learn from this story, the first story, and from this Matthew 5:7, He's merciful and He is just. And even Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. So when we give mercy to people, we will find mercy. Yeah? when we forgive others, we will be forgiven by our Heavenly Father. If we want to forgiven from our God, we want to receive forgiveness from Jesus, we have to learn to forgive others. That's the rule. Yeah, it's an issue of the heart. Just now we read, Bible says that Matthew 18:35, the last word says that what my Heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brother and sisters from your heart. Forgiveness, it's matter of heart. Later on I will explain that it's a heart issue, but not about feelings. Yeah, it is matter of heart, but it's not about feelings. Giving to God our right of revenge. Do you know that after the executions, after Andrew died and we I pray and he still not come back, decided to stay, I'm just so angry and I'm full of revenge. I feel like I wish those people who decided to just kill him, their sons will end up the same thing like him. Their son will end up like find no mercy in their life. Bad things will happen with their son, and then they'll end up the same things as Andrew. That's the revenge. So when I look at that time's a bomb, Boston bomb, and then when I read the story that actually the reasons why these two brothers decided to become a suicide bomb because their uncle was living in Yugoslavia or something, and their great-grandfather get into the war, their family dies, so their great-grandfather keep telling the uncle that this is because white people doing this, that's why you can't forgive them, you have to pay back, revenge. There's this anger, and then these two boys decided to do this. But you know what? This is the difference between us who knows God and people who don't have God. Yet we have this anger, we have this bitterness, but Jesus helped us to overcome this. We still have love. Holy Spirit, control our heart, control our mind to see the goodness, to feel the love of God, and to be able to forgive people. Can you imagine your life without Jesus? You will not be able to forgive, because Jesus is the only way, the only example about forgiveness. A person who loves unconditionally, who forgives unconditionally. Jesus is the only person in this world. Jesus is the only way we could receive complete healing, especially when it comes to forgiveness. Forgiveness is decisions, it's not feeling. Okay? We will talk about it more. Yeah, what is forgiveness? I mean, there are people says, oh, you say I have to forgive. Oh, easy for him, easy for her. I'm so miserable, and then I'll have to forgive her, and she or he walk away happily. So that's why it's hard for people to forgive, because they don't understand that forgiveness is not approving what the person did it to you. Just as God forgive all of us without approving our sin, we also must learn that forgiving people does not simply endorsement of their evil deeds. We can forgive what we do not approve because that is the way God has dealt with each of us. Yeah? Forgiveness doesn't mean that we agree, we allow, we approve what he done, what or that person did to us. whatever is that. No, it's not. Is the way to teach young children about how to forgive their parents or how to forgive their friends in school. I said like this. This is how it's easy for them to. When you have your feet like this, and when people walk out and they purposely step on your feet, right? And then you feel pain. And you even though you tell them, it's painful, stop stepping on my feet. But because some people are just have a bad character, they keep purposely doing, come back and step on your feet. So what did you do? Pull back your feet, don't put it there, just pull back and guard your feet. I said, all right. So what happened when they keep going back? Try, put it back, don't let them step on your feet anymore. That is about forgiveness. Don't allow that person to hurt you. Don't allow two persons to step on your feet anymore. This is how I teach younger kids, because they need to learn forgiveness since an early age. So this is the way they could understand. And they say, but doesn't mean that we allow them to have, no. I said, no. But don't allow them to do that again to you. Guard your heart. Pull back your feet. Don't just keep putting like that and allow them to just. And they say, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Next. Excusing what they did. Yeah. It's almost the same. Like, oh, okay. It's okay. He can do that because of this. No, it's not. Denying what they did. It's not denial. We don't deny that he hurt me. She hurt me. This is one of the common problem as a Christians, because we thought we are Christians, we come to the point of denial that actually his word, her word hurt my feelings. Forgetting. Unless we get amnesia, then we forget what he's done or she's done in our life. Okay? No, God give us memory for reasons. And all the things that happen in our life, we will keep it record. We will have it, right? But like once again, forgiveness, it's not forgetting. Yeah? Forgiveness is decisions. Pretending we are not hurt, once again. I'm a Christian, I know the Bible, so I'm not hurting. No, it's okay, it's fine. Even though after that we go back into our rooms like, oh man, why you do that to me? Oh, blah, blah, blah. No. Just be truthful that I'm hurt, then be open, be vulnerable in front of God so he can deal with us, so he can heal our pain. Why should we forgive? We are commanded to forgive. This is not an option. Yeah? This is not an option. We are commanded to forgive. Let's read Matthew 6, 14, 15, and Ephesians 4, 32, Colossians 3, 13. Anyone? Yeah, he says, if you forgive them, I will forgive you. If you not forgive them, I will not forgive you. So do you understand how many people you not forgive? Can you start thinking now? Oh, this person make me angry and I hate them. I hate this person, I hate that person. Five times you hate persons, five times God cannot forgive you. Do you understand? Because that's what the Bible says. If you forgive those who sins against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. If you want to be forgiven, forgive others. Ephesians 4:32. Yeah, be kind, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. Amen. Colossians 3:13. Yeah. Forgive, he says, forgive no matter for everything, any reason. Forgive them. Forgive them any reason. Look, it is very, very hard. It is hard. My hardest forgive, it's I can't forgive Andrew himself, and I can't forgive the government, and I can't forgive God. Why I'm so angry to Andrew? We fight so hard. We have faith like no tomorrow, we thought. And yet he chose to stay in heaven. He chose to stay. Okay, now I understand who wants to come back and live in this miserable world. I will do the same. I will do the same. But at that point, because we fight so hard, like we give up everything, like the family, 10 years battling, like prayed, give up everything. Because at the end, we thought we will see the greatest miracle. We thought the greatest miracle will be like he frees from death sentence, or he will come back to life. Can you imagine if we pray and he rose from the dead? We thought like, whoa, the whole world, like thousands of people, we believe in Jesus and blah, blah, blah. So when he says no, he chooses to say, it's just like, you are a bad man. I was like, how could you do this? Even though I regretted my letter, I told him to ask Jesus if he can come back, but if he's happy there, he can stay. So that's why he says, he decided to stay. But I just couldn't believe that he loved Jesus more than me. So anyone doesn't know that I'm angry, actually I'm very angry to him. I know this is sounds ridiculous, but how come you're angry to dead people? No, I'm not angry. Like, the anger comes because that we fight so hard. Why can't you just come back for 1 year or 1 minute and then at least comfort us? Yeah, and then I'm angry to God that he's not, this is what I think, he's not command him to just go back first. You know, this is my crazy mind, okay. But because we believe, we don't want to give up, we believe, we trust you, we believe, and then things happen. It's just we thought we're going to be crazy. And I can't forgive the government, like, because I know that at the end, it's not about his crime anymore. It's just about political. And it hurt us so much. It hurt us so badly. Like, whatever evidence, that's the part that I could not forgive them. So, when I have to choose to forgive, and Bible says, it doesn't matter what is the reason, you have to make a decision to forgive. At that time, I said, God, I have all the reasons in this world to be angry to them. I have all the reason to be angry to this government. But once again, I want to live a free life. I want to live a life full of love and goodness. And there's no other way than go through forgiveness. Martin Luther King says, I choose love, not hatred, because hatred is too much burden to carry. If you live your life full of hatred, it's just so hard. I feel it. Like, you become an angry woman, become an angry person. Everywhere I go, I'll be very sensitive. The moment someone says this, I'll be like, blow up. Do you know that people who came up and says that, be thankful. I know that this person is not sensitive as well. She said, well, be thankful because it's only 38 hours after you get married and he died. If you imagine that 38 years, I was so angry, and this is what I said. Yeah, that's why 38 hours is so I want more time with him. You, maybe 38 years, you feel bored with him. Do you know when people have bitterness and anger, they hurt people hurting people, right? You just want to fire back to them. Like, you have no idea. And then you say some silly things. And just so much anger. And this is what another people said. They tried to comfort me, but when you're in grief, there's no word good enough to comfort you. So don't say anything to grief people. Just be there for them. This person came up and said, well, he's at better place. His life bring testimony, bring people to Christ. And I said, well done, good for them. Happy on earth, happy in heaven. And me, I will have this memory for the rest of my life. Good for him, he's happy now in heaven. So this is out of anger, I said that to these persons who shocked because they could not believe the way I respond. But that things come just instantly. The way they say things, it just came out instantly. Oh, he's happy. That person who received Jesus, happy. He will have a good life on earth and he will go to heaven. And how about me? I'm struggling with this pain. That's what I said. But when I started to learn to forgive in any circumstances, any reasons, Jesus says, you have to forgive, then I understand. Oh God, yeah. There is no other way to have a fully happy, joyful life without forgiveness. I have to forgive them. And I make a decision to forgive them. We are commanded. And Christ himself has set the example. Let's read it. This is very beautiful. Our Lord is the best. See, Father, forgive them. On the cross, he says, Father, forgive them. At the final hours, the final second of Andrew's and the rest, the eight of them life, before they were shot, Andrew screamed three times, bless Indonesia, bless Indonesia, bless Indonesia. And the other guy says, forgive Jokowi, forgive Jokowi, forgive Jokowi. They choose to forgive no matter what. They choose go to heaven, enter the heaven without bringing any dirt, any dust. They're facing the maker of the earth clean without any bitterness. Jesus taught them, they learned from Jesus to the final hours, to the worst circumstances, they choose to forgive. They choose to forgive. Jesus, at his final hour, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Andrew and the rest choose, bless Indonesia, bless, forgive Jokowi. They scream out loud three times in front of everyone, in front of the sniper. They scream. They choose to forgive even in the hardest situations of their life. Bible says, you have to choose to forgive no matter what, no matter whatever reason. I know it's hard. But Jesus set the example. Jesus has set the example. Let's read Colossians 2. Jesus says he took away all the records. See? He took it away and nailed it at the cross and forgave all of our sin. When I was so angry and one of the persons says that to me, this is my in the middle of my healing process. She says, Phoebe, you read about the John the Baptist. Why Jesus respond to him when John says, send someone to ask to Jesus, is he the one? Is he the one? If you read it carefully, John is the person who declared that this is the Messiah. But at that situation, he sends someone to ask, are you the one? He questions Jesus. Can you understand? Because what? Because he's going to be killed. He's in that situation. And this is what Jesus responds. go and tell him, this is what I do. This is what I do. At that point, she tried to explain that we have no reason to get offended with God. We have no right to be offended by God. Because He, God, always faithful. He always knows what's best. His plan is perfect in our life. The problem is always us. The problem, the mistake is always us. Jesus has set the example. What is the difficult? What is the worst part in our life, worst experience in our life? He's been through that. Whom should we forgive? Forgiving others, forgiving God, and forgiving ourselves. Do you know that some people can forgive others, they forgive God, but so hard to forgive themselves. They're being so hard to themselves. They beat up themselves because they do this. Why I do this? Why I'm silly, I'm stupid. They keep blaming themselves. They cannot forgive themselves. Forgiveness is not just forgive others, forgive God, but forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. I have that moment that I say, I wish I could do this. I wish I could go to their palace, the presidential's house, and just begging or kneeling there until he came out and I can talk to him. That's what I said. I wish I should do that. Why I just sitting down and stick in Bali, in Nusa Kambangan, and I watch what, you know, why? And I keep blaming myself. Until Holy Spirit, until God help me to understand that no matter what you do, the decisions is clear from God. No. His life is just 31 years old, finished, he's calling, he's done everything that God wants him to do. It's time to go home. Then I come, okay, and I started to learn to forgive myself. Consequences of unforgiving heart. Yeah, let's read Galatians 6. Yeah, so this verse speaks about what we sow, we will reap. Yeah, so it speaks about we can't, no matter if we keep bad things in our life, it will affect to something else. No matter what we do in our life, if we keep bad things in our life, I always used to remember, in Indonesia, we have an animal like dog or cat die because of like the accident, like car or motorbike hit them. We will bury, right, just anywhere, just bury it on the street. But because if we dig the hole, it's not too deep, sometimes another animal comes and digging coming out. So it smells very bad. So bitterness, it's like that. Yeah? No matter how deep we bury it, it will stink. From it will show from our character. We will become a bad person, like very sharp in our word. We will have many problems in our life. It's the effect of the bitterness, the effect of unforgiving heart. Sickness, unforgiveness can give rise to some forms of sickness. Not all joint pains are born out of forgiveness. Yeah, this Bible, even David says, Lord, my bones are in pain because of my sin. Yeah. I remember because of the anger and of the pain, I could not sleep well for 3 months. Keep having nightmare about the executions, always the same dream for 3 months because of that anger. And I couldn't sleep, I keep having headache, like everything, like nothing good in my life. Yeah? broken relationship. Unforgiveness bring about a breaking in relationship with people and with God. This is very common we see, yeah? People who have anger issue in their life because of unforgiving, their word become very sharp, they hurt other people. They will push away other people. They will have broken relationship. It's easy to identify. Bondage. Be made bondage by the enemy where the enemy can latch on to unforgiveness. Yeah. So it's become a stronghold. It's become a foothold for the enemy, from the devil, to just stay at that, our bitterness, and take control of our mind, our spirit, and our body. Even we can get possessed by the devil because unforgiving heart. The blessing of forgiveness. We receive God's blessing. Let's read Genesis 26, 17 to 13. It's a bit long, but it's a very good story. And Genesis 29, 14 to 30. This is so beautiful. How much? This is a story about how Isaac, they go well, and the shepherd get jealous, and then argue with her, and he moved to another place, build a dig again, it was find water again, and then argue again. And this is a story about how Isaac walk in forgiveness. He kept forgiving and forgiving and forgiving. But you see, the people see that God's hand is upon him. When we walk in forgiveness every day, choose to forgive, our life will be blessed like Isaac. Wherever he go, dig a well, there is water there. So blessed. He choose to forgive. He choose not to keep any record of other people. Even the people says, we can see that God's in your life and we want to make a covenant. Even non-believer could see what makes you so happy? Why you have such a good life? Even though we can see that your family, your friend, your neighbor treat you badly. Then that's the moment that we can share about what Jesus done in our life. We can share about forgiveness, how we walk in forgiveness. So the blessings of forgiveness, we will receive God's blessings. For me, I says abundantly. Abundantly when we choose to forgive. Amen. Yeah, Genesis 29, 14 to 30. This is very bad father-in-law. But we want to see is the story how Jacob walks in forgiveness. He forgave Laban. Like 7 years, he worked to get Rachel and he gave Leah. And then he has to work for another 7 years. Can you imagine just looking at her every day for another 7 years, 14 years? It is bad. Like if you want to be bitter, of course. 14 years he makes him work for him just to get Rachel. And he lied to him. But what happened? Jacob chose to forgive and God blessed him with flocks, with everything. So this is the story about, once again, when we choose to forgive, God will bless us. Personal freedom from torment. Like for me, I was tormented with nightmare, the same nightmare about the executions. So in that dreams, I keep saying that, let me go with you. Let me die with you. I want to go with you. Keep having that. And I woke up with halfway cry and chest pain, literally chest pain for almost 3 months. But when I started to forgive, the nightmare started to gone, and then I don't have that chest pain anymore. Restorations of relationship. Yeah? I don't avoid anyone anymore since I learned to forgive. Maybe if I get to see, I was thinking every time when I watch TV news, I say, what happened if I get to see Joko Wee? What happened if I get to see the prosecutor in Bali who gave him a death sentence? Because I remember at Nusa Kambangan when they announced 73 hours announced, and this prosecutor who gave him a death sentence in Bali walked into the waiting room. I was sitting next to him and sitting next to Andrew, and he says, "Andrew, please forgive me. Do you know what I'm going to do?" I'm looking at Andrew. I was like, "Don't you say, yes, I forgive you." I feel like I want to slap him. I says that you know that he's going to die. You know it's bad that you don't want to hold accountable to God, put someone in that, then you ask for forgiveness. That's what I was thinking. And you ask, and Andrew says, "It's okay." I look at him and say, everyone is in the room, seven of us, look at him. It's not okay. Oh my God, it's not okay. He's saying, "Andrew, please forgive me." And shook his hand. And Andrew says, "It's okay." I was like, I feel like I want to walk out from that prison and then screaming at him. And I said, "What did you do? You just blah, 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 blah." And I was like, oh, if you can see in the spiritual realm, I was fire up, like so angry. Like even that very moment, I think, you still can do something. Actually, you, if you want to help, you still can do something. You still can say something. You still can bring up the truth. But they don't dare to do that. They want to save their own life. That's what I was thinking that day. But it doesn't matter anymore because it's God who holds the control of everything. Yeah. Healing in the spiritual, emotional, and physical healing on our heart being healed. Yeah. So it's when we choose to forgive, it's not only our hearts that heal, but it will reflect to our body. If there's any physical healing that comes from our emotional, it will, because we have body, spirit, and soul. Yeah. So when someone have an accident, it see that we have scars, we have wounds from the outside. But when we have an accident, actually our body, our soul, and our spirit get the wound at the same time. That's why we still have trauma. But the problem is we only heal the body part, we forget to heal our soul part, our emotional part. Actually, when we get into an accident, what we need to treat all, everything all together, not only physically, but also emotionally. One of the signs that we still have wounds is trauma. When someone gets into accidents because of he or she learns motorbike, after his wound get healed, but he's so scared to try ride a motorbike. Why? Because his soul, it's not healed yet. Yeah? So this is why sometimes healings, physical healing comes from inside, from our emotional. When we forgive, our soul and our spirit start to healing up, and then it will come reflect to our body. Our sickness is gone. I remember, once again, back in Indonesia, in Jogja, this one lady came. She was very sick. She can't go to toilet by herself. She need to use a catheter. Yeah? Every time. So the nurse has to come and help her. Can you imagine that? So she could not climb the stairs. So when they come, we pray over and we ask, "What do you need?" And she said, "I need healing. I can't like this." While we pray and the Lord just speaks so loud, she just said she needs to forgive her husband. And we says, "Ibu," means like, "Ma'am, this is what the Lord put it in her heart." And she said, oh, no way. No way I'm going to forgive her. No way. She said that. So we understand that. But we explain, if you cannot forgive, you cannot be healed. Because that comes from inside. Your sickness comes from inside. And we explained to her slowly, once again, why people don't want to forgive, because they thought, like approving, we allow. No, it's not. It's a decision, see, between you and God. And she understand that, and she prayed, "Lord, I forgive my husband. I decided to forgive." Then that day, after we pray, she went to the toilet by herself. Yeah. And I have another friend. She was a youth leader. While we pray, "God, we want to forgive. Show us who we have to forgive. Holy Spirit, we might forget, but you need to please reveal to us." My friend has this I don't know, it's not sinus, but it's very bad. So she got flu like long time. It's very bad. And the doctor says she has to go for the operations. But she said, this is weird, don't know what. So when we pray together, suddenly Holy Spirit bring her back to her child memory. Her neighbor, when she was like 7 or 8 years old, they were playing together, and suddenly her friend scratched her face, like so, and she still has the mark. She cried, and it really hurt her, and she still has the scars. So it's really actually wound her, like bring trauma and bitterness since she was a kid. So God, Holy Spirit says, you need to forgive that. She even forget the name, like, but she remember her. And she said, oh, God just show me, reminds me about my childhood story. So she forgave her. Lord, I pray, whatever your name is, I forgave her for what she's done. It might give me scars, but I forgive her. I let it go. And then the next week following checkup time, free. All gone. No need to go for operations. There are certain sickness that come from inside. Not always. Yeah? But there's certain things that comes from unforgiving heart. We gradually free from anger. So when we choose to forgive, we can manage our anger, resentment, hatred, revenge, and bitterness. Yeah? When we learn to forgive, we slowly, our anger, it's not like 80%, it would come down 70, it would come to 60, 40, until we were able to control. When we choose to forgive, our body will follow our decision. Slowly we will feel the pain is softened, and one day it completely gone, completely healed. Okay. Forgiveness is a decision and process. So let me explain once more. When we decide, forgiveness is a decision, it's a process, it's not feelings. When you say, Father, I pray for forgiveness, and then you see that person, you still feel the pain and anger. Does it mean that we not forgive them? No. Because once again, forgiveness is decisions. It's not feelings. Okay? When you forgive, Father, I pray for my neighbors. I decided, I choose to forgive him. But when I see him tomorrow morning, I still feel the pain and anger. But does it mean I haven't forgiven him? No. Because forgiveness is decisions, it's not feeling. You still feel the pain, but it doesn't mean you're not forgiven. Because it's wound in your soul, and it takes time to heal. What you need to do, forgiveness, it's everyday life. You need to say it every day. Why? Before I say, when we choose to forgive, our body will follow our decision. Slowly, we will feel the pain, it's softened, and one day it's completely gone. Because once we decided, I decided to forgive that person, when we do that every day, our body will follow our decisions. We follow our decisions, and every day, because we can declare that, slowly the pain is gone, until one day you see him again, hey, I don't feel the pain anymore. But remember, forgiveness is not feeling, it's decisions that you have to make. Every day, not only one time. Forgiveness is everyday decisions. Wake up every morning, Lord, I decided, I choose to forgive the president. I choose to forgive the people who tried to, who decided to kill him. I forgive myself, Lord. When I said that, my brains, my body, follow my decision. Forgive, forgive. And then that pain will soften, and slowly it's gone. So it's not instantly. Forgiveness, it's not instantly. It's a process. Our decision. I decided to forgive her what she's done to me. It's our own decision and our own responsibility. You can't ask other people. You even you pray to God. God says you have to make a decision. Yeah? Continue to renew our decisions about the person who has hurt us. Refuse to think negatively, intentionally think positively. Pray for him or her. Bible says pray for our enemy. Bless her. Bless them. Not only forgive them, pray and release the blessing of God into their life. So doesn't it make it easier for us when we understand that forgiveness is not about the feelings, it's about decisions. Forgiveness is not about we allowing them to do that to me, to us, but it's about how we decided to forgive. If we keep that record, we'll not have the complete blessing that the Lord has prepared for us. So choose to forgive. Do not keep record. Yeah. Do you have that in your power in this ministry time? Yeah. We will pray for healing. We will pray forgiveness. There are three things that we need to forgive. Forgive others, forgive forgiveness of God, forgiveness of myself. Yeah? Forgive others, God, and ourselves. Yeah? So, can I ask, play music? Now, I want us to take our own time. You can sit whatever you want to sit, because you might don't want somebody next to you. Maybe you need to forgive that person next to you. So you can choose whatever you want to sit, like wherever, feel free. But I want us to do it together. Forgiveness of others. Then you can say it, okay? You don't have to scream. You just say, Lord, I choose to forgive this person. But give yourself some time to allow Holy Spirit to reveal the persons that you need to forgive. Do not in a rush. Take time. Take time. You can sit whatever you wanted, because you might have to say their name and you don't want another person next to you. Oh, actually, yes, bitterness toward this someone, toward this person, okay? Yeah. Is it pretty clear? This is the one, yeah? Forgiveness of God. Father God, I ask your forgiveness, and then I'm sorry. You can write it down. You can say it, whatever you've done. Forgiveness of myself. Lord, thank you for forgiving me. I choose now to forgive myself and anything that I have blamed on myself. Please help me to come into the release and the freedom of you want me to. So you can say whatever you want to say to God. But say the name. Make a decision today. Choose to forgive. Make a decision. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal. I will pray for you. Holy Spirit. Father, I pray, Lord. Today, Lord, as they come into your presence, you will help them to make a decision to forgive. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will reveal to them who they need to forgive. Help them to make a decision to forgive.